the X with OG at a Yankee game. Shit, I made the Yankee hat more famous than a Yankee king. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a...
And we're live.
Well, hello and welcome to episode number 2 of The Rivalry. I am your host, Michael Sears. Say hello, good friend.
I'm your other host, Liam O'Brien.
And we got How a special doing? Guest.
We do.
Miss Shannon O'Brien. Say hello to the people.
Hello to the people.
Well, Liam, it's been an interesting 3 days, huh?
Oh, yes, it has.
We could start off anywhere. Literally, last night, crazy game in Fenway.
God.
Talk about the red hot New York Yankees winning 11 in a row.
I fucking hate August.
But I would like to start off this podcast by giving a little appreciation to somebody that every Yankee fan has hated. This guy has not been what he's been since the trade. And that is Giancarlo Stanton.
I think the hate's a little undeserved.
I hated him from the jump.
I know.
Everyone
does, right? Right? Everyone does. Giancarlo Stanton's a 270 hitter. I mean, granted, that's after this very hot stretch, but it was never much lower than say, 250.
I think it's because he's playing the field.
You think so?
Him playing the field is helping him batting.
100%. National League Giancarlo is back.
Now, I hope so. He plays the field pretty phenomenally, too.
He was never a bad fielder.
Look at these last 7 games. He's batting .348, 4 homers, 8 RBIs, and a .444 on-base percentage.
I'll take that.
What's wrong with that? Can't go wrong. Then you look at the last 15. He's batting .275, 5 home runs, 11 RBIs, .393 on-base percentage. Then you look at the last month. 287, 410 on base percentage, 6 home runs, 19 RBIs. Can't ask for more out of him.
How's he been staying healthy? He has.
You haven't gotten anything. You haven't gotten any issues.
Has he been hurt at all this year?
I think for a little bit, but other than that, it probably missed probably 12 games, I would say.
Even though he's as hot as he's been, If I'm in a situation against the Yankees where there's, say, bases loaded, runners in scoring position, less than 2 outs, and I need a strikeout, I'm really hoping Mr. Giancarlo walks up to that plate.
Oh, especially if you have a nasty, nasty slider.
Oh, yeah. He still can't hit a fucking slider.
You should have seen that at bat against Matt Barnes when the Yankees were getting destroyed by the Red Sox.
When was this?
I don't remember what game it was.
Had to be a while ago now.
He swung at the first 2 pitches that literally bounced 45 feet before the plate.
Was this the game that Rougned Odor got called out on that shitty pitch outside?
No. This was in Fenway. We were at Fenway in this game.
Okay.
But he does guess sometimes, but this recent stretch, he looks locked in.
Take the stretches when they come.
With him, I will, because you gotta appreciate when he is hot, and he is absolutely hot right now.
He sure is.
He is probably one of the few Yankees that I could trust right now. Actually, I would go on the record saying I could trust Giancarlo Stanton right now, especially after Tuesday was big 2-run double.
World Series Game 7, right? Not that you guys are gonna fucking get there. But World Series Game 7. But yeah, you're going to win in 6? All right. Wild card, 9th inning, because that's as far as you guys are getting this year, right? Winning run comes to the plate against none other than Matthew Barnes.
I would not trust Giancarlo Stanton.
You don't want Stanton up there?
No, I do not. Especially with his recent at-bats against Barnes. Absolutely brutal.
Hey, man, I think anybody would want to hit against Barnes right now.
I see that. He's been awful. But, hey, I would not trust Giancarlo Stanton in that at bat against Barnes, because Barnes has a nasty knuckle curve.
Barnes is confusing to me. I don't get what the fuck happened.
Yeah, he's been horrible.
Terrible. Absolutely terrible. His ERA in August is over 12. Not great.
I'm looking at his stats as at least last seven games. 4.1 innings, 1869. Oh, boy.
Yeah. And everyone on Twitter bombards me that it's because he comes in non-save situations, blah, blah, blah. That
doesn't matter.
I don't give a fuck where you're coming in. You're supposed to be the closer.
Yeah, you're supposed to get those three outs.
Yeah.
Anywhere you're supposed to get them.
I don't care where, when you come into the game. I don't care if you come in the fucking first inning.
I understand that whole stupid. It takes the edge off the closer when he comes in a non-save situation. But
the thing about that with Matt Barnes, right? He hasn't been the closer until recent, like this year, or maybe he saved some games last year. Who the fuck cares about 2020? But he has 24 saves this year and 39 in his entire career. And he's pitched in 377 games. So how are you going to tell me that he's only good in closing situations? Because he hasn't been bad in his entire career. No, entire career is a 4.06 ERA. I would trust him most of the time. I mean, he usually has one shitty month a year. A career whip of 1.3. Yeah, he's when all is said and done, especially after that contract that he just signed, he's going to be the Red Sox leading reliever in innings pitched all time. Yeah,
they're going to build around him, definitely. Yeah. Definitely, especially. Would you give him a four-year or six-year?
I believe it was four. I hope it wasn't six. He's 31.
Yeah. That's what he always asks for. I would be the show. That's why I know. But Matthew Barnes has not been the guy. He's, even the last 15 games.
No. 94. Not at all.
11 innings. Last 30 games.
No, it's been the entire second half.
Since the All-Star break?
Yeah. It's a two-year extension with a club option in the third year.
So, okay, so you have him to...
Not bad at all, actually. I thought it was longer than that.
So you have him to 2023, and then you option for 2024.
Yep. And it's 14.75 million over the first two seasons, and if we opt in on the third year, he gets 8 million.
Oh, that's... Wow.
Not bad at all.
No, $14 million for a relief pitcher of his quality?
Chaim Bloom.
His relief quality?
Yeah. I think he's going to be ready for the playoffs. I don't think he's out as the closer completely. But what I said is that right now I would rather you put Whitlock in the closing role because he's the only person you can really trust back there right now. And just let Matt Barnes get right. Pitch him in much lower leverage situations. Just let him get some outs. Let him get his confidence back.
Even I
wouldn't even care about it, like giving him a fucking week off.
Let him get his confidence back.
And let him rest a little bit because he's been used a lot this year. And his fastball is just leaking over the plate like crazy. That's the pitch that's getting absolutely shelled right now.
I think that's what they did with Britt and the Yankees. I think they put Britt on the IL just so he can get back to right. His last the Wednesday game against the Red Sox was probably his best form.
Yeah.
And then he went right on the IL literally a day or two later.
Right after that game?
I think a day or two later he got on the IL.
Is he still on the IL now?
Yeah, he's still on the IL.
Hey, yeah. I mean, if that's what you got to do, a little ghost IL stint, I mean – this entire bullpen needs a fucking rest. I wouldn't mind. Put them all on the fucking IL.
The Yankees.
I don't think we talk about this enough. Christian Arroyo has a 0 ERA with the Red Sox. I mean, come on. Why are we not pitching him more fucking games?
Let him close a game.
Yeah, right? Kevin Plawecki also has a fucking 0 ERA. Come on.
Ooh.
What are we doing here?
You got a lot of player pitches on this team.
It's been a rough season.
Up and down. Even for the Yankees, I don't even think we have a fucking player pitcher. Yeah, I don't think we've had one. And we've had a crazy season.
We've had more than that.
I think the Yankees only play fucking one-run games. That's probably the case.
Yeah, that's why.
That's probably the case.
The Yankees are making you sweat your fucking balls off every game they play.
Yep, every single game. But since the podcast has started, what are the Red Sox? 2-1
2-1 Since the podcast came out, they're 2-1 Because it took that extra day. Red Sox lost on that extra day. So.
Oh.
Yep. They should be 3-1 but we'll get to that. I mean, they should be 3-0 but we'll get to that.
Yankees haven't lost a game since the podcast.
They haven't. The Yankees haven't lost a game since before the podcast was even thought about.
we were the beginning of the what the hell is that called? The streak.
Yeah. You know the funny part about that is yesterday when Schwarber hit that home run to tie up the game, and Carrabas tweeted about it. He said something. And I tweeted under it, the Red Sox are undefeated since I dropped my fucking podcast. And then they gave up five runs in the next thing.
That's fantastic. Our good friend Hansel Robles, too.
Yeah, I know. Our closer. Hansel the closer Robles.
Oh, that Sano bomb in yesterday's game. Oh my fucking
God. That wasn't off Robles, though.
No. That was
Pivetta.
Betty, but yeah. 495 feet.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
The crazy part is that that was very similar to the home run that Josh Donaldson hit off of Matt Barnes.
The wall.
That hit the wall up there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
when they gave you all the ballparks that it would be out of, they said it would be out of 29 out of 30 ballparks, right? And they said the only ballpark that would have held that Josh Donaldson home run was Yankee Stadium.
That's Valley, baby. But if there was no sign there, that ball was going.
Oh, yeah, that ball was fucking. That ball would have been 505. Oh,
yeah, that ball was crushed.
I think that Josh Donaldson home run was more impressive than the Sano one.
All right, let's talk about the two game series against so far against the Twinkies. while the Yankees dominated the Twins, the Red Sox are having a little hand.
They're struggling a little bit, man. Game one.
Let me get this. Isn't it kind of funny that the season has tilted right there?
Oh, God. Because
the Yankees would have struggled with the Twins probably.
Yeah.
If they were in the beginning. Well, they didn't really struggle against them in Minnesota, but they would have struggled. And the Red Sox would have just cruised past
blown them the fuck out. Of the year.
And now the Yankees aren't even scared.
So you got game one, right? Minnesota scores in the first inning. The fuck started this game?
You guys were up 9-3 going into the
sixth. Hulk started this game. Yeah.
You guys were 9-3 going into
the 9-3 going into the sixth inning.
I think this is a laugher.
They put in Josh Taylor. Oh, no. Josh Taylor's the inning before that, right? Josh Taylor gets an out. They put in Martin Perez.
Wasn't he supposed to be a starter for you guys?
He was a starter, and then he fucking sucks. So they moved him to the bullpen. I don't think he's going to last much longer out there either, though.
So they did the same thing with Richards, like him.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think Richards is going to be a valuable piece in the bullpen. So they put Perez in thinking it's a laugher. There's a tweet from, I think it was Pete Abraham, says the Red Sox are going to be able to save their bullpen tonight. If they keep scoring, they're going to be able to save their bullpen with the 9-3 lead. They put in Perez. He gives up a homer. Was it a homer?
Bob Nightingale, huh?
No, okay. Yeah, he did pull a little Bob Nightingale. So he didn't give up a homer in the first inning that he was in, but he gave up a run. And he comes back out for a second inning of work, and he gives up 4 runs. So now you got an...
this motherfucker, bro. 9-7?
Yeah, now it's 9-8, actually. 9-8. Yep, I remember this clearly because I had a parlay with the Red Sox -1.5. Yes, and I really needed them to win by fucking 2. And they gave up some shit runs in that top of the 7th inning, make it 9-8. And then
you're sweating.
Wouldn't you know it, right? We're up by 1. Kike Hernandez comes up in the bottom of the 8th and hits an absolute fucking bomb over the monster.
That was a pretty homer.
Make it 11-9. Matt Barnes comes in, fucking sucks. Gives up a homer to Donaldson. Thank God there was no one on base yet. And then he walks the next two guys, didn't even record a fucking out. And then Hansel, the closer, Robles, comes in, strikes out 2. gives up a line drive to Christian Arroyo over there at second base, who has springs in his shoes, jumps up and gets the gets the last out.
That was a pretty play.
Sure was. The game. And then you got game two, right? The Red Sox suck all fucking night.
Yeah, that offense was sluggish.
Sure was. Oh, I can't wait to talk about this fucking game.
They scored all nine runs in the all their runs in the game before.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So they give up. Pivetta gives up four. Not great for him. Four innings, six hits, four runs, two walks, two homers. Not great. Don't want to see that. He gives up his four runs, but then the bullpen comes in. They do a pretty solid job. Right? You got Davis. Davis pitches 2.2 innings. Austin Davis has been absolutely phenomenal for us. Fuck Michael Chavis. Austin Davis is.
He had a home run for Pittsburgh the other night.
Sure did, but not really worried about him breaking out anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't not in Pittsburgh either.
No, definitely not. So you got Austin Davis coming in, pitching 2 2/3, three strikeouts, no walks, no hits. You'll take that any day of the week. The Saw Man comes in, Salamora, gets a strikeout. Oh, no, walks somebody and then gives up a hit. He had a little rough inning, but he got out of it. Didn't give up a run. And then Perez comes in again, gives you a clean inning. You'll take it. Any day Perez gives you a clean inning, you'll take it.
Yeah, you're happy.
Josh Taylor comes in. Clean inning from him, too. So the offense finally comes alive a little bit in the seventh inning. Because my computer keeps scrolling to the top.
You scored a run in every inning after that.
Yeah, every inning after that, right? So you got where was the inning that – trying to find the inning with fucking – Christian, the worst base runner in baseball, Vasquez. Forgot how many outs there were.
I saw that Verdugo play. Oh, I when Schwarber hit that single, right?
Yeah.
And he thought it was one out.
He thought it was one out, so he wasn't running off the bat and then didn't fucking score.
Yeah, he couldn't score. And then
JD Martinez comes up, and JD Martinez is fucking terrible.
He has been ice cold.
Oh, no, it wasn't JD that inning, but yeah. Ice cold. Okay. So we got
Bogarts that hit the fly out the left there.
Yeah, Bogarts. Who I can't never complain about Bogarts, but so you got the seventh inning. Travis Shaw comes up and hits a double. Who all of a sudden he can hit fucking baseball. So I'll take it. Vasquez singles him in. Vasquez is an interesting case. People complain about his defense. I don't hate his defense completely. I think he's more above average in a position where. There's not many great catchers, and I would take Vasquez. He's not
the team in the Bronx.
Yeah, he hits a lot of lazy fly balls, but he's not terrible offensively. I mean, he bats 257. I think people complain about him more than he deserves. But he hits a single there. Enrique Hernandez comes up, hits a little single. Vasquez goes to second. Oh no, this wasn't the inning. Because Schwarber flies out this inning. Where the fuck? What inning was this? Now I'm confused. Davis.
You're confuzzled?
Yeah, I'm a little bit confuzzled.
Huh. Let's see if I can help.
Because it says Kyle Schwarber flies out to center fielder. Nick, I don't think that's true.
What's the game? Was that the game where Verdugo hit that? That should have been double,
mm-hmm.
but it hit the top of the wall.
Yeah, he was jogging and got thrown out at first base.
Because Nick Gordon played that perfectly. He didn't play that ball bad at all. And that's surprising because you expect a visiting team is playing at Fenway to play that wall terribly.
Yeah, you never expect that, honestly.
That probably caught Verdugo by surprise. That was a sure four double.
So you got whatever this says. So Vasquez flies out, or Vasquez forgets how many outs there are. Not looking great. You got one run in the seventh inning, one run in the eighth inning. And then you, who do you get coming up in the, who do you get warming up in the bullpen for the Twins in the bottom of the ninth?
Alex Colome.
None other than Alex Colome, who I tweeted yesterday, the Red Sox, I don't know the exact stats of him against the Red Sox, but the Red Sox have absolutely owned him in every fucking game he's been in ever since he's been with Tampa. I mean, I'm sure he's gotten some saves against the Red Sox, but I feel like he blows more than he gets against the Red Sox. Enrique Hernandez leads the inning off with a double. And then you got Kyle Schwarber, his first Red Sox homer to tie the fucking game in the bottom of the ninth. Xander singles, Devers walks. You got first and second, nobody out. JD lines out to right, moves the runner over. And then Verdugo strikes out on three pitches. Yes, it was a terrible at bat. I went to war for him on Twitter last night. I was getting blocked left and right. I went to war for Alex Verdugo. I don't care. He struck out on three pitches. It happens. I don't care. Yes, maybe he should have taken a pitch. Colome clearly wasn't throwing the ball that well. He should have let the game come to him a little bit. He tried to force the issue. He tried to swing for the fences a little bit, which wasn't necessary with a runner at third base. But how do you blame an entire game on Alex Verdugo for striking out there when you had three chances to get a runner in from second base with no outs? It's not all on Verdugo. What?
And you left 28 men on base.
So that shows you the number that each individual player left on base. So it's like when Hernandez was up there, he left two people on base. So the team left on base was 12, but even 12 is an egregious number to leave on base.
Yeah, that's all still a lot. There's yeah. still a lot of opportunities you got.
And then the game's not over. You go to extra innings, and Hansel Robles gives up a homer. All right, whatever. He gets two outs. He gives up a single, hits the next guy by a pitch, and then gives up another fucking homer. So now you're down by five. You're really in the shitter. You got Bobby Dalbec coming up, singling the next inning. And then Vasquez grounds into a double play on what would be ball four. The ball almost hit his fucking knee. It would have been ball four. It would have been bases loaded, nobody out. And then Kike Hernandez comes up and hits a fucking home run on the next at bat. It ends up being a solo homer.
Yep, and two runs scored that inning because run scores.
Kike Hernandez hits a solo homer on what would have been a grand slam if Christian Vasquez doesn't swing at the ball that's about to hit his knee.
And then you're down by one.
And anything can happen with the top of that order coming up. But
And then there's life in Fenway, too, with the fans.
Sure is. Yeah, that definitely would have been life in Fenway. The crowd definitely would have been into it. Oh, as much as Michael Kay would have cried about it, the crowd would have been into it. But, it's a tough loss. I don't think you can say it would have been the worst. I don't think you can say it's the worst loss of the season. I don't think you can say it's one of the worst losses of the season because had they not given up those five runs and had Schwarber not hit that game-tying home run in the ninth inning, no one would have been talking about this game. No one would have cared.
The story of this game would have been the offense.
It would have just been the offense shits the bed. No one would have cared. It would have been the same fucking story.
It's not like you guys were winning
in
the top of the ninth either.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like you guys blew a lead or anything. Yeah. This is like, I would take this as a Yankee fan any day of the week.
Yeah, exactly.
If this happened.
And then you tie the game and give yourself a chance and then give up five runs. So, I mean, worst loss of the season? I don't think so. Is it a shitty loss? Yeah, probably should have won. Probably should be 3-0 since the podcast came out. Would be much happier right now. But you get a chance to redeem yourself, take the series, move on. You got Sale on the mound tonight. So what else can you ask for?
I couldn't ask for more. I gained the game on the Red Sox yesterday, going 3-0.
Fuck you.
4.5 up on the Oakland Athletics, who the Yankees go visit.
Big series. Big series.
That should be a fun one.
Should be.
But the Braves series was a fun one for the Yankees.
Oh, yeah, it was. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. Well,
give me a little rundown.
Monday wasn't really much of anything. Offense just came alive and came alive late and just – scored runs and
did their job.
And they strike out a lot. Well, what are they going to do? That's
That's just who they are now, though.
That's who they are. So you had that. Nothing to complain about on Wednesday. The bullpen looked good. Chapman came in and he looked pretty good.
Tuesday, mean? 24th?
No, Wednesday. Wasn't this Wednesday?
They had off. They had off yesterday. Monday. Oh, okay, Monday.
No, Monday. He came in. He came in Monday.
Yeah.
Pitched an inning, got one strikeout, didn't give up a hit, run, walk, nothing.
Did what you needed him to do.
Didn't need him to do. Then you go Wednesday or Tuesday. Keep
getting my Let's talk about this game. This game was fun.
This was a good fun game. One. Yeah. Yeah. You got Mr. Heaney on the mound. Starts off, gives up two runs in the first, and can't got out of it without giving up any more.
I mean, yeah, against red hot Braves team. What are you gonna do?
10 straight the day before, literally, or 9 in a row.
Swanson hit a fucking bomb.
Oh, Swanson. I love Swanson.
I've always loved Swanson.
I think Swanson is probably the most handsome man in baseball. That's what I would say. If my daughter wanted to marry Dansby Swanson, go ahead.
Go for it. That's what he has your blessing? Your hypothetical daughter?
He definitely has my blessing. So then you got 4 innings out of Heaney. You can't complain about it. 2 runs, 5 strikeouts, 1 walk, 3 hits. Did his job. I'm fine with 4 innings out of him. 4 or 5 innings.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
That's all I want. And then the bullpen comes in. Oop, got a burp. 1 sec. And then the wheels start turning off in the 9th. That's when it starts to become fun. Because Abreu comes in, he gives up a run. And then you get nothing out of your bullpen. Then your bullpen comes in. Jolet comes in, closes the door. Clay Holmes, who I absolutely love,
got the win.
Closed the door. He did get the win. And then Chad Green comes in, gives you 2 solid innings. And then you get the Chapman.
Then you got Chapman, and reminds you why he's the worst reliever in baseball.
Paul O'Neill said it absolutely best on Tuesday night. And it's funny coming from the Yankee broadcast that they give good points, but once Chapman found his slider, he could not find his fastball anymore.
I feel like that's him all the time, though. It's not just this game.
No. With Chapman, you can usually tell within the first 3 or 4.
Oh, yeah,
you're getting.
You can tell whether he's going to strike out 3 batters or whether he's going to hit the lady in the first row.
Yeah, that's what you get from Chapman.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't know what to do with him. I still believe that Jonathan Loaisiga should be the closer of this Yankee team. I don't know what kind of run they could make if they can go deep into the playoffs, what they would do with Chapman and Britton, because they need both of them.
Oh, yeah.
They truly need both of them to be lights out. And if not,
especially in the playoffs.
Yeah, especially in the playoffs.
Because other than Cole on the mound.
Oh yeah.
To start a game, your bullpen's going to be huge.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And you need Britton and Chapman to be what they were.
Yeah.
And
you're not,
and you haven't gotten any of that this year, except Chapman pre Spider Attack. But now we're in a world of no Spider Attack.
Unfortunately.
You were a big Spider Attack guy?
Wasn't a big Spider Attack guy. I think Spider Attack was too much. Spider Attack was cheating, but I think should have let them use like sunscreen and rosin and stuff like that, pine tar,
just to get a grip on the ball. Some type of substance.
Yeah, I think what they're going to end up doing is pre-sticking the ball like they do in Korea.
Yeah, I see that. I think they're going to talk about that in the CBA.
Yeah, I think so too. How about Wander Peralta though, coming in that game?
Did you see how cool that was?
I tweeted about that too. About when they turned all the lights off and everyone had their flashlights on.
Yeah, and they started chomping.
That was
fucking
dope. Do they do that all the time?
Incredible. I don't know if they do that all the time.
I don't know. I don't watch enough Braves games to really notice that. But
and honestly, that was so I thought they banned the chop. I thought that was like offensive in some way. I thought it was offensive, so they stopped it. But it was so cool. So cool. The lights were going off and on. And then they panned into Freddie Freeman. And it felt like it was Game 7 of the World Series.
It was a big moment. Freeman had a good at bat. I thought that ball was going to fall, but it hung up a little bit.
That at bat was incredible.
Yeah,
you see how Wandy walked into that?
Yeah.
slapped himself in the face.
Yep, he's ready to fucking go.
He was ready to go. But that at bat was incredible against Freeman. Freeman just battled and battled and battled. And I think he went up 2-0, 3-0 in that count.
I think it was like 3-1 at one point.
Yeah, and Wandy just trusted his fucking changeup. That's his best pitch, and he trusted it, and he got the job done.
Wandy came over in the Talkman trade, right?
Yep.
Not a bad move now, especially since Talkman got DFA'd or out for the season or something like that, right?
I think he's hurt. I think he's gone. Like hurt.
Not a bad move. You never pray for somebody to get hurt, but.
No, I always loved Talkman, though. I was a big Talkman guy. Talkman was a weird guy. He looks like him and Ryan LaFerry, whatever. Again, guys, bad with names. But they look exactly similar to me, those two guys. I don't know. I don't know why. What are your keys to the game tonight?
The Red Sox game?
Yeah.
Oh, man. We just need Sale to go deep. That's what it is. Don't let the bullpen get in the game. That's the key. That's the key to the Red Sox game. Since Sale's been back, they've given him a shit ton of insurance runs. In that game against the Rangers, they won 6-0. Great insurance for Sale right there. Game against the Orioles, Sale's first game, they won 16-2.
Jesus.
Yeah, so, he's been pitching good.
Well, let's shout out the Orioles here. First series win and
hottest team in baseball.
I don't even know when the hell the last time they won a series.
Yeah,
the crazy thing is the last time they won before last night was against the Yankees.
Was it really?
Yes. And then after that they started their 19 game losing streak or 18 game losing streak.
And now they're the hottest team in baseball. No one else today has won their second game since yesterday. Hottest team in baseball.
So Sale pitches tonight, which is Thursday. So you would get 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, 4 day, 5 day. So he would be either pitching the 31st or the 1st. And this would be a huge test.
Huge. That's the date that you mark on your calendar to see him against the Rays.
Yeah. That is exactly. The
day you mark on your calendar. I cannot wait to watch that start.
Because that's when the season actually starts, in my opinion.
Yeah, for sure. September?
Played Baltimore and Texas. Now he's playing a terrible offensive Minnesota team.
Yeah, who apparently shit on us last night. So,
what have they scored? 9-9, 18, last two games against you guys?
Been hot.
Sanoa's been actually having one of his series, 2-for-9, but... One homer and 4 RBIs for Sano. Huh.
Take it.
Take that out of Sano any day of the week. But that's a huge test for Sale next week.
Oh, I can't wait.
That is a good one. That will be a fun one to watch.
Especially if
the Red Sox can beat the Rays for the New York Yankees so they can move up a little closer.
Rays are also, Rays are also playing pretty good.
Oh, the Rays are the hottest. The Rays are the best team in baseball.
You think? Between them and the Giants,
I think.
And the Dodgers when they're completely healthy.
That Dodger lineup is just so scary.
Yeah.
Where's Mookie going to hit in that lineup?
I have no idea. That's the crazy part, right? Is that Mookie came back for two games and then left again. He hasn't been playing.
No, he has not been playing. He hasn't been in the lineup in a while. And the craziest part about that Dodger lineup, you have an MVP in Cody Bellinger batting eighth. He's batting eighth on that
but
lineup.
But he's had a not so great of a season.
No, he's not. He is. It's that batting stance. It's
so ugly.
It's so weird. Him and Stanton have just some weird-ass batting stances.
I want to give my boy Schwarber some appreciation real quick, right?
He deserves it.
Since coming over to the Red Sox, 9 games. Batting 379, 514 on base percentage, an 1100 OPS.
His OPS plus is 196.
That's insane. He puts up the best at bats on the team. Honestly, if he doesn't get on base, he's going to a 3-2 count. He walks a shit ton, which I greatly appreciate. 8 walks and 29 at bats. Come on.
Can't go wrong with that.
Can't go wrong with that. Only two RBIs, which is all from the homer yesterday, but he's been batting second, so yeah, I can't
say he bats early in the lineup.
Yeah, he gets on base. He does his job. How many runs? Three runs. But
that's
oh no, that was Wong. My bad. Five runs. Looking at the wrong one. Yeah, still fine. Five runs in nine games.
Yeah, not bad. Can't go wrong with five runs. Nine.
Also, want to give my boy Hunter Renfro some appreciation, man.
Such an ugly ass name.
It is. But that man has been swinging the bat. His last 30 games, 10 home runs, 23 RBIs, 10 walks, batting 262 with a 631 slugging, right? His last 15 games, so half of those. Seven home runs, batting 304 with a 732 slugging. And just these last few series, his last seven games, four homers, 833 slugging. I'll take that. Seven RBIs, two walks. I think he's going to be August player of the month for sure. 10 homers in August.
The thing that I'm confused about is Hunter is his middle name.
Is it?
Because
his name's Dustin Hunter Renfro.
I would have never have known that.
I heard that once before.
I was looking up his stats before, and I just kept getting the NFL player.
He spells his name different.
Does he really?
Yeah, the NFL player has a W at the end instead of an E.
Oh, okay. That's a Clemson product right there, Hunter Renfro from the Raiders. I was a big fan of Hunter Renfro in college.
On the Raiders one?
Yeah, the Raiders one. Yeah.
Fuck the Raiders one. We want Mississippi State Hunter Renfro here.
But he was good in college. Oh, third down machine Hunter Renfro was. Absolute machine. But yeah, the next week will be a fun game to watch for what's his name, Sale. See if Schwarber.
I can't. I'm excited.
See if Schwarber and Renfro keep up their hot streaks. And you go to Cleveland after this, right?
That. Need to sweep. There. Who do you get on the bump? You get Evaldi. You get Rodriguez the first game. And then you get Evaldi. And then probably Houck in the third game. You need to sweep that series. Necessity.
That AL Central is just...
Especially, yeah, it's terrible.
That is terrible. Ugly.
But
oh my god!
Especially while the Yankees are playing the A's, which guarantees one of those teams lose, you need to sweep that series. How long is the Yankees West Coast stand?
Oh, seven. And we go to
LA
after this.
Not great.
And then we come back home, and then we play the red hot Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah, hottest team in baseball.
Honestly, I'll be scared.
No one beats the Baltimore Orioles 20 times in a row.
No, nobody does. I was expecting them to have a 162-game losing streak when they went to Williamsport next year.
Isn't it Red Sox Orioles in
the Little League
World Series Classic?
I hope they keep those jerseys. I hope they keep
those jerseys. Are awesome.
Those jerseys were absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, they were.
They were really cool.
Big fan. Is it only one game? There's an entire series.
It'll probably be that Sunday night game.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll probably be just a Sunday night game, just like how they do with every other.
I don't understand why they don't just do the whole series there.
I don't. Especially in Williamsport. Just let the kids watch.
Yeah, exactly. We got to give a shout out to my boy Gavin Ware real quick. You heard of him?
No.
Gavin Ware. Let me see what Little League he plays for so we can give him a little
shout-out. Yes. This is the California kid,
Oh,
right?
My God, bro.
He's on like 600 pitches and giving up like two hits, right?
Yep. Absolutely insane. South Dakota. He's from South Dakota. He's a lefty. Ready for this? Fourth no-hitter of the summer he threw yesterday. One hit in his last eight games and struck out 114 out of 132 batters.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely insane.
What spider attack is he using?
I don't know.
I've never. Oh my god!
He's using something good. Shout out to that kid for real.
That is incredible.
Future Red Sox, probably.
Hopefully, let's not hope so.
Jack Leiter was supposed to be a Red Sox too.
Yeah, but then we ended up just getting the best player in the draft instead.
You were upset that night. I
was upset at first, and then
I remember getting texts that said, oh, "I want the rope."
I remember being upset at first, and then I got significantly less upset when the Tigers took Jobe at 3.
I liked him too. He had good stuff, Jobe.
He does have good stuff, but high school pitchers scare me.
High school shortstops don't scare you?
No.
No?
He's already the 9th prospect in baseball.
Yeah, I saw that. That's
that's absolutely insane.
It's incredible. I don't know
how. Has to be one of the highest out of the draft.
And it's not even like they've played anything yet. Like
he's played a couple games. He's hit a home run.
I've always gotten confused on how that works.
They go to a short season.
They go short season?
Yeah, they go to a short season.
Oh, okay. Okay. But they go to the like AA or AAA affiliate?
No. It's like the Florida Coast League or something like that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
FCL.
Because like, how do you rank somebody if they played yet?
Florida Complex League, rookie level minor league baseball system. It used to be called the Gulf Coast League. That's where they go. They go there for like for the rest of the season, and then they'll go to spring training next year and probably get put with one of the minor league affiliates. Okay. Probably starting some low A.
Well, let's talk about the series of the weekend right here.
Which one?
The Oakland A's versus the Red Hot New York Yankees.
Go for it. Let's give a little preview to the series. What are the pitching matchups? Hit me with some.
Got J-Mo tonight.
Okay.
Who's been pretty good. Can't
hate on J-Mo.
We hated on him in the beginning. Little fun fact about J-Mo. Did you know he has one nut?
Does he?
Yeah, I believe he has one nut. I think he had testicular cancer.
Oh, man. Hate to see it.
Then you got Mr. Ace himself. Garrett.
Probably going to get rocked.
Then my favorite pitcher, Nasty Nestor.
Is he still starting?
Yeah, he's going to still be starting.
Interesting. Because
they don't have Kluber back yet. They don't have Kluber.
Is Kluber ever coming back?
I think he got – I believe I saw he got demoted back to AA for a rehab start.
He got demoted again?
Yeah, I don't understand that. I saw because he was supposed to go – up the AAA to do a rehab start. I think he did it, and then they're sending him back down to AA for another one. I think they're doing it so he can get easier reps, I guess,
in AA
than AAA.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
But
he's pitching.
Yeah, he's pitching, which is
okay.
Which is great to hear.
Yeah.
I still don't know anything about Seve. I still don't think Seve is pitching.
I don't think he's going to come back this year. Unfortunately, Jordan, for you guys.
Then you got Jordan Montgomery on Sunday.
I honestly, I hope Seve does come back. I'd love to face him in the wild card game. Last time we faced him in New York in the playoffs, it went pretty well for us. The
Yankees are facing a former prospect tonight.
Caprillion, right?
Caprillion, yep. Former prospect the Yankees had. I think he was very high up there in the
Oh, he was a Yankees prospect.
Yeah, he was a Yankee prospect.
Who was he traded for?
I think the A's traded for him again to get him from somewhere else.
Mm.
But I don't know what deal he was in. Because I knew he was in a deal. Yeah, I would have to look at all these transactions. Yeah, he was a Yankee prospect.
First round pick.
No, we traded him in the Sonny Gray deal.
Ah, okay.
Mr. Gray. We got first Mr. round Gray pick there. He was pretty high ranked in our farm system for a while. I'm not even going to try and change his name. I'm just going to call him James. Because that is a hard last name to say. But he's been having a
how about, okay year. How about Chris Bassett, man?
Oh, he's been.
That sucks.
That was sad. He was having a phenomenal year, too.
He was.
He?
Great year.
Yeah,
it's hitting the face with that. I think you guys would have been playing him, too, which blows. It's hitting the face with that line drive. Oh, man, that's rough.
Which is awful. Yeah, we probably would have faced him on Sunday.
Yeah.
I think Blackburn took his spot.
Yeah. Oh, it's a 4-game series.
Yeah, Thursday to Sunday.
The A's got some good probables going in this game, too.
Yeah.
In this series. Frankie James, Montas.
Mania.
Sean Mania.
And then Montez.
Sean Manaea threw a no-hitter against the 2018 Red Sox.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty impressive, right?
Yeah.
That's what a great team to throw a no-hitter against.
Yeah, wow. That is incredible.
And then Paul Blackburn is the probable that I have for Saturday. Sunday.
Saturday? Oh, I have Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday. My bad.
But I think that's Bassett's spot. I think Bassett was.
Okay.
I think Bassett. Yeah,
that sucks, man.
I think I'm not an Oakland A's fan, if you can tell. But I think that was his spot.
What do you predict for this series?
I think they gotta take 3 out of 4. I would love the 3 out of 4. I think
which game do you lose?
See. Hard. I think Sunday, because
Montgomery.
Yankees, yeah, because the Yankees just suck in sweep opportunities, and they never give Jordan Montgomery run support. Never. He had like 4 starts in a row with 0 runs. The Yankee offense.
I want to watch that that Cole Manaea game.
Oh, Friday would be a fun one. Friday will be a fun one. Garrett Cole on the mound.
Also, the game tonight, I think, will be pretty good. Caprillion, Tyone.
Yeah, I like Tyone.
Yeah, I like Tyone too, but
of the year, Caprillion. But then he's found his form.
Look at this. Joey Gallo, numbers against Caprillion. He's batting .571 with 3 homers and 3 RBIs. Almost all got to be solo homers. 7 at-bats, he's batting .571.
I wish I had the lineup, but I do not have it yet.
Odor's batting .500 against him. Oh, he only has 2 at bats. That doesn't count.
Good old Odor.
No one's really faced him a lot.
Nah, he's. I think this is like his second year. I think he pitched last year. That was his first year. Because every team was doing some weird.
Give you some numbers for the Red Sox tonight. No one's faced this guy either. Who the fuck is that? John Gant. Did he pitch against the Yankees last series?
I think so.
You want a Red Sox lineup?
Yeah, give me the Red Sox lineup.
Give you it real quick. So we got Hernandez leading off playing shortstop.
Oh, wow.
Schwarber batting second in the DH spot. Martinez third and left.
He made a good play the other day in left field.
JD? Schwarber. Schwarber. Yeah, he did.
And then
Martinez's defense hasn't been awful either. Martinez's problem is that he can't fucking hit when he plays in the field.
That's why it's so weird to stay in. I love staying.
Yeah, right. The then we got so it's Kike, Schwarber, Martinez, Devers, Doogie, Vasquez, Arroyo, Duran, Dahlbeck, and then Sale on the mound.
So they moved what's his name up, Martinez.
Yeah, I think they're just giving Bogarts a day off. That's why.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Let me give you some stats here for Martinez. Right, Martinez is a Bogarts, DH this season.
No Bogarts and Renfro. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, no Renfro either. He's on the bereavement list, unfortunately.
Which sucks.
Good.
Give out his well wishes.
Hopefully he can get well with his family and be back out there in a couple days. But Duran called back up in his spot.
Who is fast as fuck?
Fastest kid alive. JD Martinez is a DH this season, slashing .297, .366, and .562. And as an outfielder, in 26 games, slashing .240, .289, and .380.
Oh my God.
Terrible when he fucking when he's in the field, man. Which is I don't so know weird why. Because it doesn't make any sense.
That makes no sense because you get so much time in between at bats to just be able to let your mind travel out in the field. And then when exactly. You're just a DH, you're sitting there just, and you just
but his thing is that he wants to fucking probably sit on the bench and just look at video the entire time.
Yeah, I was going to say, him and his video.
Yeah, him and his fucking video, bro.
Him and his video fucking complained about that all last year in that 60 games. He's like, I can't see my video. Jesus.
Which it kind of sucks because I think the Red Sox would have had their best lineup out there tonight had Renfro played. But it's obviously not his fault. But had Renfro played, they would have had And Bogarts played, obviously. But they would have had Schwarber at first base, Arroyo at second, Bogarts and Devers in their normal spots. And then they would have had Kike in center, Renfro in right, and Verdugo in left, and then JD DHing with either Plawecki or Vasquez behind the plate. I don't really think it matters that much. Vasquez, Plawecki hits a little bit better, but I think Vasquez plays a little bit better defense.
When I saw Schwarber wearing 18, I was a little puzzled.
Why?
I just thought Johnny Damon. That's the number that comes to mind when I see 18 for the Red Sox.
Who had it last?
Schwarber.
No, there was someone else. Fuck. I think it's so funny that Franchi Cordero came and took 16 after he got traded for Benintendi.
That's a dick move. I was always a big fan of Bendy too.
I love Benintendi. But the thing about that trade is that we got five prospects for him. If any of them work out, then it ends up being a good trade. So you can't really complain about it.
No, you cannot. Is it got five prospects? It was just him in the deal?
Yeah, just him for five prospects. And I think a couple of them are doing pretty well.
So is that the lineup you trust most?
Yeah. The one that I said, yeah. I've got to see how Schwarber plays first base, obviously. But I think Schwarber at first. Schwarber at first, Arroyo at second. Bogaerts at short. Devers at third. And then left to right in the outfield, Doogie, Kike, and Renfro. Don't care who's behind the plate. It doesn't matter to me that much. I think that's the best lineup, yeah, I think offensively and defensively.
JD needs to stay as the DH, I think.
JD is the DH. JD is the DH. He has
to stay at the DH.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Mitch Moreland wore 18 for the Red Sox.
Oh, okay. Yes, okay.
So did Shane Victorino.
Good old Shane Victorino.
World Series champion.
I only see him on Twitter.
I know. He's always in the comments.
Yeah, always on Instagram comments. So weird.
So what do you think the Yankees do with Andrew Velasquez?
When Torres comes back?
Mm-hmm. How close is Torres to coming back?
I think he was at 80% the other day.
Not bad.
Yankees just took Gio off the IL.
Okay. I saw that. He's playing tonight, right?
Yeah, he should be playing tonight. Okay. They brought down that pitcher, Brooke. Another fucking name there. Brody Koniener. Jesus. Who? Brody. That's what we're going to call him, Brody. Okay. Brought him down. And then with Velasquez, I just don't know what they could do with him because – They have to keep him up, I think.
Yeah, right now, at least, while he's playing well. Because milk as much of it as you can.
He has speed and everything. But I think if they're going to have to choose between Wade and him, I think they're going to pick Wade. I honestly
they
think
always they do.
Which I don't mind because Wade has been hitting.
Batting 278.
And I think Wade can play any position on the baseball diamond.
I mean, yeah, well, he's fast.
Easily. He's played left field for us multiple times. He looks good. I've even said to my buddy, why not try him out in center field?
If he plays the infield too, right?
Yeah, he plays.
If you play the infield, if you play the infield and you play it well, you can always move further away from the ball and do well. So I think that. So like if you're a second baseman, you can always move to an outfield position and play well. As long as you're going further away from the ball, it's much harder for you to come in from one of the outfield positions.
Yeah, when everybody was on the COVID list and on the IL and you had Brett Gardner out there every single day, why not throw Wade in center field? Let him try it.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted. That's what I thought could have happened. Because Wade can play anywhere. And and after I said Dansby is the first, he is the second most handsomest dude in baseball. He would also have my daughter's permission.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Wade, yeah. With his hair. Oh, his hair is beautiful.
And then Andrew Velasquez batting 244.
He's not playing. He's not hit well, but
yeah, he's not hitting the cover off the ball, but he
brings life to this team.
Exactly.
A lot of
favorite.
Yeah, very big fan favorite. A lot of people like him.
Same thing with Arroyo. I think he also brings the life. Big fan favorite. Like to see him get more opportunities to actually play. I think that's going to happen when Renfro comes back and Schwarber goes to first. But for right now, got to do with what you're doing.
Yeah, but I don't think
I think they will have to pick between him and Wade at one point, and they're going to pick Wade easily because of how versatile he is.
Mm-hmm.
And he's as fast as what's his name.
Faster, probably.
Yeah. And
it's going to suck to see him go, but yeah.
I'm happy for him now because maybe he gets another shot somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, it's not his first time in the majors.
No, not at all. No.
He played most of the season last year for the Orioles.
Did he?
I think so. Played a decent chunk of it.
He did. He played 40 games last year.
Yeah.
Batted 159.
Yeah, it didn't do great, but he played.
Man, it must be
he is 26, too. I didn't expect that. He looks young.
Yeah, he looks a lot younger than what he is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hasn't really gotten that many chances, but he has also has been great.
Started off in Tampa.
Yeah, he did. Huh. Bat 300 in 13 games.
Yeah, I know.
He only had 10 at-bats, though, so you can't really.
So we can't.
3 hits and 10 at-bats.
Yeah, good for you. but other than that, I think they're going to pick Wade over him. And then Kluber, I don't know who they bring down for Kluber.
It's always a mystery.
Because they would have to bring down a pitcher for Kluber. I think they would bring down
Chris Ridings.
Is he still in the bullpen? I
don't know. I just saw his stats up here.
I love Ridings though. Ridings has
throws well.
Phenomenal slider. Slider is dirty.
Got to give a quick shout out to.
Giving a lot of shout outs.
I know. One more to my boy, the mayor of Ding Dong City, Travis Shaw, for his first hit back with the Red Sox on Monday against the Rangers.
Oh, that game was – oh, I watched that game. What was that, like the third inning?
Yeah.
And that's the sloppiness of that game was
– that game was awful to watch.
Oh, my God.
But then you got Travis Shaw coming in, the mayor of Ding Dong City, and hitting a walk-off grand slam for his first hit back with the Red Sox. Take that any day of the week.
Oh, can't – grand slam, first hit.
And then he came back the next game and hit another one. Not a grand slam, but he hit another home
run. Yeah, it was a home run. Yeah.
So, the mayor of Ding Dong City doing what he does best.
In Fenway.
Just handing out those ding-dongs left and right.
Your schedule is pretty weird. Going.
Our schedule sucks remaining. It's good for us.
Cleveland.
If we play well.
Then you got Chicago.
The Cubs. Is it the Cubs or the White Sox?
White Sox.
We got the White Sox again?
Mm-hmm. Three in Chicago.
Damn.
And you got the great New York Metropolitans for two games.
I'm excited for that one.
Oh, love that. Love those Metropolitans. All year I had to hear third place team.
Then we finish against the Nationals. We play the Yankees again after the Mets, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We come into town.
Mm-hmm. And then we finish Orioles three-game series and then a three-game series against the Nationals to end it.
They haven't put a time for that 26th game yet.
It's probably going to be the night game.
Which sucks.
Just seeing how the season goes.
Which sucks. A-Rod, if you ever listen to this, I'm never a fan of you. Never liked you.
Who you say?
A-Rod.
Yeah, fuck you, A-Rod.
Yeah, I'm fucking... steroid motherfucker, and you're not even lovable. Like, I don't understand why so many people love him, because he dated J-Lo for like 5 years.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, she broke your heart, bitch.
Let me see this. The Yankees remaining schedule, they got this.
Oh, the Yankees remaining schedule is pretty easy.
So yeah, they got the Oakland series, and then they got the Angels, Orioles, four-game series against the Blue Jays. That'll be interesting. Blue Jays play well in the division. They got the Blue Jays twice. They got seven games left against the Blue Jays.
But I think Springer's not going to be there, so.
Oh, okay. That's a big loss. Then they got the Mets.
He's still hurt, ain't he?
Yeah, he is still on the IL. I don't know how long he'll be out, though.
I thought he broke his ankle when that happened. Someone told me he broke his ankle.
They got the Mets, and then they got the Twins again as a makeup game. That's a fucking win for the Yankees. I don't think the Twins have beat the Yankees since before I was fucking born.
Yeah.
And then three games against the Orioles, three games against the Indians, three against the Rangers, 3 against the Red Sox. You guys have got a lot of games in September. Holy shit.
I know, a lot of interdivisional games.
Yeah. And then 3 against the Blue Jays again. And then they finish with 3 against the Rays. Interesting.
In
New York.
Oh, that's huge.
That's going to be big.
And then hopefully I won't have to stress on my birthday on October 5th.
Hopefully you will. Because I think it is becoming more and more likely that the Red Sox and Yankees play each other in a wild card game.
Which will be very, very interesting.
So fun. I don't think we're going to catch up to you. I don't think the Red Sox are going to catch up to the Yankees, unfortunately. So I think the game will be in the Bronx. And that is also why I hope the Yankees win this weekend or this week. Jungle.
Go right into the jungle for October 5th.
Need the Yankees to beat the A's this week. Need the Mariners to lose. I think right now those are the only two real threatening teams.
They're a game and a half back, aren't they, of you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're 4.5.
Game and a half back. We're 3 back of the Yankees.
Yeah,
we're 4.5
up from the A's.
Yeah, I think if the A's move back, the Mariners move back, then the Red Sox can solidify a spot in that wild card game. And I think it'll be Red Sox-Yankees, Cole Sale, most likely.
If the Mariners never traded their closer, who's fucking having
Don't even say that. Andrew Toro, or what's his name?
Abraham?
Abraham Toro is a fucking monster.
Yeah, but that bullpen has been destroying them over and over again.
That's fine. Fuck the Mariners.
I would love to see them go into the playoffs. Break that streak of theirs.
They had longest streak in history.
Yeah. 2001 was the
last time.
Yeah, right? Because that's when they won 119 or something like that. That team was stacked. That team was dirty in 01. For them and the Yankees just fucking cruised past them that year.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't have Griffey that year.
No, they did not. But that is – it's becoming, like you said, very more increasingly likely.
I'm ready for it. I am very ready.
We got finally an ALDS game between us in 2018.
Yeah. You know, the Red Sox have not played in a wild card game since it has become a thing in 2012.
Really?
They're one of 9 teams to not play in the wild card game.
Huh. What are the other 8 teams?
I don't know. I just know the Red Sox aren't one of them.
Well, it would be the 8 other teams that never made the playoffs, too. So
yeah, probably. Mariners. Probably the Mariners.
Mariners got to be one.
Yeah. Got to be the Mariners.
Wasn't the Royals for sure, or the Giants.
Yeah,
they ain't part of those 8 teams.
No, fucking not the A's either. They play in it every fucking year.
Yeah, A's play in it every fucking year too. That's fucking incredible. The A's, and they're doing it without Billy Bean too.
Yeah,
this is cool. I've always been fascinated by the A's and how they run their business.
Hey man, they double the payroll of the Rays.
Do they? What are they, yeah. Like 88 million?
I think the A's are like 101, and the Rays are like 54 or something like that.
Oh, Jesus.
It's crazy.
That is insane. That is insane.
All right. I think that's a good place to wrap it up for this week. What do you think?
I think so, too. Red hot Yankees going into Oakland. Hopefully they come out of there 3 out of 4.
Hopefully the next time we talk, the Sox will be on a 7-game win streak.
The Yankees that's the plan. Will be on what are we at, 11 now? This would be 15, 16, 17, 18. It would be 19, hopefully.
Yeah, okay.
I think
chasing that A streak.
Damn right we're going for that A streak.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you.